1290 AM Denmark, W250 CD Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hurricane Debby's made landfall in Florida's Big Bend region, and the winds have already begun to weaken, but it's the rain and the storm surge that are the major worries. And Governor Ron DeSantis said
there's going to be a lot of water that's going to be dumped throughout the state, and we're going to see effects of that, not just today, but in the ensuing days.
There are also worries in South Carolina and Georgia, where officials in Savannah said the city could get a month's worth of rain in 4 days. President Biden will convene his National Security Council later today to discuss the Middle East. There are fears of a wider war as Iran is expected to retaliate against Israel for the killing of a Hamas leader in Tehran. Vice President Kamala Harris will attend that meeting. The nation awaits her selection of a running mate. The two will debut at a rally in Philadelphia tomorrow. Wall Street futures showing a likely sell-off to continue Friday's slump. Japan's Nikkei fell by 12%. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris has a slight polling edge over Donald Trump in Wisconsin and other key battleground states. ABC News reports if Harris wins Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, that should clinch a victory. She's expected to campaign in Wisconsin on Wednesday. Voters shouldn't be blamed if they find the statewide constitutional ballot questions on August 13th confusing. Jason Stein is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum, which does nonpartisan analysis of policy issues.
I would expect voters to look at this ballot language and be very confused by it in many cases because it's not straightforward by any means.
Stein spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front. A yes vote would give the legislature more power over spending federal money in Wisconsin. A no vote would keep that power with the governor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 64-year-old man from the town of Washington is dead after his truck was found submerged in Bar Lake in Shawano County. Further details have not been released. Meanwhile, the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office responded to a body in the water in Lake Winnebago in the town of Black Wolf on Friday night. Human trafficking is considered to be one of the most underreported crimes in America, but it's happening everywhere. CEO of Zetia Community, Marlene Sorensen, says Wisconsin needs to better provide services for survivors.
Human trafficking is reported in all 72 counties in Wisconsin. Unfortunately, Wisconsin has a big F in our state response to the issue of human trafficking and sexual exploitation.
Sorensen says awareness, education, and willingness to be someone's safe space can save lives. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers lose another series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers gave up 4 unanswered runs, couldn't catch up. They lost 4-3 to the Nationals. Now, despite being in first place in the NL Central, Milwaukee has a losing 6-10 record in 16 games against last place or losing teams this year, including Washington, the Rockies, and the Marlins. Pat Murphy.
You can say how bad you think the record of the Nationals is. Those guys are playing free. They play us tough. They did the same thing to us in Milwaukee.
The crew head to Atlanta to play the Braves tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers resume practice tomorrow after a physical family night over the weekend. How's wide receiver Christian Watson after that mid-air collision with rookie safety Evan Williams?
Yeah, he's okay. He went back in there, but a scary moment. Just got to continue to try to educate these guys. I don't think it was malicious by any intent. Evan Williams going to try to make a play on the ball. Those are the ones you worry about, those bang-bang plays down the field. And I just told him to try to lay off in that situation if you can.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible this afternoon and tonight with some locally heavy rain possible at times. Our high 74 today, showers, thunderstorms 60 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the hilarious and deadpan comedy stylings of Tom Ryan. And Green Bay band Ask Your Mothers, Eric and Adam, will join me to perform in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Welcome to the jungle. I got a text here. I've had a few different makings of Matunky. I prefer the chewy type over hard cracker type. I would attend communion every day if they served Matunky.
You know, that is so funny you're saying that.
It does
that
have that taste.
That is the first thing I thought of when she gave me a piece of this was communion. Because they have that little, especially if you go where they have the wheat hosts.
Yes.
This is a little bit more closer to that.
Yes.
But this is, for the listener, this is the chewy type.
Yeah, I would say so.
It's good.
Joe, would you like some Matunky?
Joe, think that's what
I mean,
you
get this in Texas.
No. This is what we give our guests for coming in. So
no, actually, I'm trying to quit. Thank you.
Joe Bray is visiting us. Joe, a native of DePere.
Alloway.
Alloway?
Alloway. All right,
okay. I lived in Alloway. And you know what? We had a little bit of that attitude too. I'm Alloway. I'm Alloway.
Then why do you call yourselves Green Bay?
And Abbott Pennings.
Abbott Pennings High School, yeah.
And you went to school at a time where lots and lots of guys and the class prior to you coming in served in the military. I mean, it was just crazy how many guys went.
Quite a number, yes.
Yes.
I think nine from our high school graduating class of 1968.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you, of course, went to Vietnam.
Yeah, I did. 12 months.
Now,
13 months. I'm sorry. 13.
What made you decide, I'm going to make the military a career and to advance the way you have advanced?
Good question. I was drafted.
Okay.
Yeah, I got my draft notice in April of 1970 and shipped to basic training in June 16th of 1970.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And I went to Vietnam.
I did. I went to Vietnam in November of 70 and came home December of 71.
Now, so many of the guys that went to Vietnam, first thing they wanted to do was basically get out of their uniform and not look back. But for you, you decided, no, I want to stay with this. What was the...
Well, initially, not, because when I came home, the atmosphere here in the world, you know, coming back to the world from Vietnam, was not too kind to the veteran.
Right.
Especially those coming home from Vietnam. So right after I got out, I went back to my job I had before I was drafted, and I worked at Nabisco. I drove a forklift in a cereal plant, and they held my job open for me. And when I got back, I just went back to my job. But my wife, Rita, been married for 51 years.
Congrats on that.
Yeah, thank you.
I just want to say, and I can say this on the radio, I'd say that I should especially say it if it was on TV, she looks like your daughter. And you said you hear that all the time.
I do.
So, I do. Wow. What?
I'm
she's
very
not,
fortunate.
She's not living on a diet of Matunky or whatever this
Matunky.
No.
Matunky.
No, but it's amazing. Right after high school, I went to Oshkosh, and it was Oshkosh State University at the time. And I went to college with six of my best friends from high school. I lasted one semester. And a tale of woe is my first semester on a 4-point scale, I got a 0.86 grade point average.
Did you just not go to class?
Wow. True. But
come across much. You must have had a super turn in life.
I could read your whole resume here, what you do now and what you've been doing, but I'm just trying to set that part up.
That's the influence of my wife, let me tell you.
Okay, I just want to say there's hope for all of us. Yes, I mean, that is, wow.
Yeah. But anyway. When
you weren't asked back.
Yeah, well, she convinced me to go back to college. My wife, Rita, she's a Purdue graduate, and so I decided to go back to college, went to a 2-year college, a junior college, for about a year, and then decided to go back to college. And I graduated from UWM, University of Wisconsin Milwaukee. I got my undergraduate, and then went on and got my master's degree. And Uncle Sam, the GI Bill, paid for everything. So yeah. I'm really blessed. It was.
But talk about your career since then, now, and what your title is right now.
Well, so I officially retired from banking in June of 2016. And in December of 2019, I was nominated and eventually selected to be a civilian aide to the Secretary of the Army. So my boss, theoretically, is the Secretary of the Army. And so I've been doing that since December 2019 to current. And it's,
wow.
It's a blast. I'm having a ball. Best time.
That's incredible.
Best what time ever.
Tell us about...
What I do?
Well, some of the highlights of what... Yeah, tell us about
So a civilian aide to the Secretary of the Army, acronym is CASA.
Yep.
And so the Secretary has some very key priorities for us. There's 120 of us around the country. And so number one, obviously in today's environment, the Secretary wants us to focus on recruiting. So to help our recruiters... recruiting goes? Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, this year, the Army's going to hit its goal. The prior couple of years, we did not. It's been a really, really tough environment.
Don't they have like an incredible signing bonus now? Hasn't that even gone up?
It depends on what military occupational specialty you select. But yes, there are some very attractive opportunities. But, you know, in the Army, when you think of like the private sector, there are over 150 career opportunities in the United States Army.
Okay.
So, from doctor to veterinarian to
law school. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things.
My brother was an MP, as you were, and he went right into law enforcement and became county sheriff.
But what we have to remember, it's not the easiest thing to get in either. I mean, in the old days, I think the kid that was
like jailer of the Army. That's not that way anymore.
The tests are a little harder, right? I mean,
it's not that, yes, you there are certain requirements that you have to meet. And passing what I'll call a test is one of them. It's called the ASVAB. And you have to score a certain score on that. So there are milestones and requirements you have to meet. So really, about 3 in 10 young men and young women ages 17 to 24 could even meet the requirements today.
Really?
Yeah. 3 to 4 in 10. So 27%. Could even meet the Army's requirements. So it's a real
it's more tough, selective.
Tough road to hoe. Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, especially the technology nowadays. I mean, 5 years ago, did anybody really hear of a drone? And you get these kids now that grew up on video games and they're being trained to be drone operators, right?
Yeah, well, the big challenge in recruiting is that you have a population of, let's say, 350 million, less than 1% of those serve in our military, not just the Army, but our military. So it's that people just don't know about our military. They just don't know about the Army. And that's one thing I do as a CASA is I'm very engaged in our communities and get out and meet and talk with key decision makers and influencers, mayors, politicians, the captains of industry, and really inform and educate them about our military, our Army. And so I spend a lot of time doing that as well, as integrating the community into the Army, introducing them to the Army, and vice versa, the Army into the community. So I spend a lot of time doing that.
And that's really important because those people you just mentioned are out talking to students, talking to colleges, high schools all the time.
Oh, and I love doing that. Probably the thing I do most is I spend time in our universities, colleges, junior colleges, trade schools, and a lot in our high schools and middle schools, and informing our our educators, you know, our superintendents, our principals, our teachers, about, you know, about the military, because they just don't know. And that is a blast.
To your credit, to the United States credit, you had a program, was JCOC, Joint Civilian Orientation Corps, where they took some of us, business leaders, politicians, whatever, like 40 of us, and really around the world to spend a day with each of the branches, like in theater, right? Mm-hmm. And what a knowledge it was. So when we came back, and I was telling John, you know, the owner of the Padres was on there. I had no business being on that flight, but I was. And it was just, and we learned so much in like 8 days.
Right.
You're talking 8 days, but it was pretty intense too.
I did that with the Marines. They took me to San Diego and school teachers, educators to, you know, really, when the kids come to the counselors and ask questions, they wanted these counselors to have seen firsthand some of the things they'll be experiencing.
Well, the Army has what they call educator tours.
Yeah.
That's so, I help with the recruiters. I help select, let's say, superintendents or people in the community that just aren't that familiar with the Army, and get them to go on these educator tours. So they get to go to places like Fort Carson, Colorado,
which is
Fort
awesome.
Cavasso in Texas.
To see the behind the scenes thing is just, it's if anybody out there has a chance to do this, you will not be sorry.
No. And then I get to nominate individuals in the community that get to go to the National Security Seminar, which is the capstone to the War College.
Wow.
And so, these individuals come back and they're just, you know.
Can I go?
I'll get the CASA from Wisconsin to
thank you.
Make that happen.
I'd love that.
Be a quick interview. I just think that, and I really applaud, you know, the secretary for hiring people like you, and you're very articulate, to go on and talk about it, because sometimes people get their news from movies, which isn't always great. Actually, Top Gun, that helped a little bit. But, you know, if people are out talking and promoting their community, the kids always want to know about jobs, right? I mean, that's what we talk about. Like, I'm a big, big proponent of technical colleges, like 2-year.
Absolutely.
I just think that's overlooked by, I don't know who, the parents, but that is just a great opportunity. And then when I was schooled a little bit more in the military, I could bring that into my conversation as well. Yeah. I mean, there's always liberal arts, right? I mean, you can always, everybody knows there's, you know, Harvard, Yale, and all these other places, but... what's going to pay the bills and what's really going to give you
a future.
Well, the nice thing about the Army is there's really something for everybody, because they have so many military occupational specialties. I mean, there's something for everybody. And I honestly believe in what I try to tell educators and parents, because I spend a lot of time with parents, and, you know, make the military, doesn't have to be the choice, but make it the top choice. So if you're going to go to college, pick your top college that you want to go to. But don't not consider the military, but put it up there with all those other things, and then sit down with your parents, sit down with your educators, and that young man or the young woman can ultimately decide which is best for them. But you know, consider it, and just don't say, oh, I don't want to go in the military, but consider it.
Outstanding.
I would agree. It should be on everybody's list.
Yep.
Men, women. I mean, it's just a great...
You got a great job, Joe.
You do. You have a nice job.
But civilian age, the secretary of the Army.
We may have been aged out, Johnny.
I don't know.
Well, I think
health. I think our weight would be a bigger factor.
Look at this guy. I know.
Joe, welcome back home. And man, I admire you. Serving in Vietnam, coming back, and doing what you're doing for the Army. That's phenomenal.
I get back to Green Bay every summer this time of the year.
Awesome. Thank you, my friend.
How do you love in San Antonio?
Love it.
Isn't that a great city? All right.
Got to go to a quick break. Joe, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Back after this. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This fall, Wisconsin voters will cast critical votes for U.S. Senate, determining the direction of our state and nation on important issues. The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants voters to make an informed decision in the U.S. Senate election. Abortion is at stake in this election. On abortion rights, what have Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde said? Here's Eric Hovde.
I am a strong believer in pro-life. I am totally opposed to abortion.
And this interview.
Do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned?
Yes.
Here's Tammy Baldwin.
I want women to decide.
And
I am pro-choice.
And
I lead the effort to restore Roe versus Wade to our national laws.
In their own words, Tammy Baldwin supports abortion rights while Eric Hubde opposes abortion rights.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by a candidate or candidate's committee.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the mayor? Okay, the mayor, hey, Todd, we have found, like, the mayor's new favorite person.
Okay.
He wants to be this guy. He
well,
wants
I mean,
to be Joe.
I mean,
first of all, he's not 6'3".
Yeah, I know.
You're not distinguished.
That's not
going to
happen.
That's not going to happen. Okay, you didn't serve in Vietnam.
No.
You didn't do anything cool.
No, but.
Thank you, Joe.
Joe, thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Well,
what
a
beautiful
coin. Challenge coin.
Wow, that Secretary of the Army.
Wow.
That's phenomenal. I would love to go on one of those CASA things, though.
Oh, yeah.
To go to one of those bases, I'd love that. Uh-huh. Work that out. Don't you have any pull anymore?
No.
You used to have every connection in the
world. Stuck here with you. How much pull do you think I got?
Well, I'm just saying. It's like, man, you used to be so much cooler.
That military, though, I think that is, he's really onto something about just make it part of your list. Doesn't, you know, just you narrow down three things. I'm going to go to, you know, here, this, or maybe TC or Army.
And I got to tell you, those signing bonuses and things like
right. We had... someone on my show that I was interviewing, and he was talking to one of our interns here, and $30,000.
Yeah. Yeah. I would, if I could go back in time, I would. Although when I graduated from high school, well, when both of us, you know, Vietnam was just ending.
Right.
And it was a bad time in the military. I mean, they were making all kinds of cutbacks, and it was that era of literally you get in trouble. And the judge would say, Army or jail. I mean, it really did. I actually had a judge tell me that one time.
Really?
Can you believe that? And it's like, oh. What?
how was jail?
I got two speeding tickets, like back to back. Kind of like you, okay?
I got three in a month.
I got two.
That judge didn't say that to John. That's not right. That's nothing. I mean, it's.
I know that, but he's an old. Okay. Well, I was delivering flowers.
Okay.
Both of them was when I was delivering flowers.
I would have let you go.
Okay. And, yeah, and the cops, or the judge goes, well, you know, because I went in to try to get the points knocked down, give an excuse, you know, leave for a funeral, and blah, 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 blah. He goes, this is twice I've seen you now in a couple of weeks. I go, yeah. And he goes, what are your future plans? I go, well, I'm thinking, you know, you ever think about the Army? You should probably join the military. I would do that. Get straightened out. It's like two speeding tickets. He's telling me. I had
wow.
A, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. I didn't get there. I looked at that. I told you when I was in school, I was in ROTC for a couple of years and, you know, the marching, rappelling and all that. But
I'm surprised you rappelled.
Not sure I would have taken direction real well.
Oh, I know that. Oh,
and
are
I
you
just
kidding me?
Thought, Todd, you know what? I don't.
Todd, jump in here.
Don't need.
Todd, jump in.
I just, you know, really, you they kind of break
There's
you down.
There's no one in the world that takes direction worse than you. Ever in my lifetime have I met anybody that takes direction worse than you.
All right, Let's
Ever.
Continue. Who's next?
Ever.
All right.
Yeah, Ever.
I just, but I'm glad because I don't know that that would have ended real well had I signed up. You know what
Although,
I mean?
Although, maybe it would have been really good for you.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know. You're right. We'll never know. But the, what are the guys that teach? They're captains, right? It must be a little, whatever level it is. And that guy was a decent salesman. A couple of my classmates went in from St. Norbert. See, the good thing is you're in there when you're a freshman junior.
You can go in as an officer, right?
You go in as an officer and they pay the rest of your tab.
Right. Yep.
In school.
Yep.
And then you, is it a 6-year commitment? Was that what it was or four? I forgot what the, but this friend of mine did that and you know, he's out. Like but he loved it. I mean, he actually re-enlisted, but I just didn't, I was listening to some of the things they do and I'm like, I don't think I'm going to try something else.
Yeah. No, I don't think you could have. I mean, I give you credit that you could rappel and things like that. I don't think I could.
We had
rappel.
To. We had to shoot guns and
shoot
I was RTC. We had some great like uniforms. Those awesome jackets. Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Think you're pretty cool.
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
I could see
I
that.
Did. That was all part of it.
But one of my good friends that we've had on the show here, Jerry Arndt, who was shot down in Vietnam, and that's how he ended up. He was going to Wisconsin. He's a farm boy from like Suring or someplace, and he did the first 2 years, you know, ROTC.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, man, I still got two more years of college left. Ah, what the heck? I'll be an officer. And
right.
ends up as a prisoner of war for 5.5 years. So, I mean, you know, there's,
see, that's,
yeah, I mean, that when you raise your right hand and say, you know, I'm all in, you are all in.
And you're saying,
all in.
Even though you come in, you come in as an officer, and that was a little bit attractive, you still, you're not in charge.
No. And that's, you're just no.
And I like,
but you know what is really a bad thing that our country used to do, I think personally, is they would take these guys who were, okay, ROTC, and then, you know, go for the next 2 years and you come out as an officer. And they would send them, they'd be second lieutenants, and they would send them right to Vietnam.
Oh.
And they'd get sent out in the field. And it's like, how's this kid from St. Norbert, you know, and whatever, whatever, how is he going to lead troops against the North Vietnamese? You know what I mean? That was so many of them had to learn on the job. And if they had a good gunny sergeant, that was always the
right
who they would turn to, the guys with the experience.
Right.
That's who they would turn to.
But an attractive, I mean, so I want to say, I harken back to that, like it was, you know, last year. But they also talked about Joe was just talking about the career opportunities. And you know who hires a lot of military people was Schneider.
Oh, God, they're huge.
And the jobs were well paid.
Huge with Schneider. They've been phenomenal.
Right, for years.
Yes.
I mean, that was 40 years ago.
Yes.
But it was like, wow. He said, look, they're going to pay for the rest of my college because I paid for my own school. Going as an officer, you know, almost guaranteed a job when you get out.
Yeah.
Definitely some training. But I still took a pass. And I don't know. Am I glad I did? Would I be here with you, John, had I gone into the military, sitting next to you in a room that's 92 degrees doing radio?
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way.
Yeah it's great.
It's great. But great guest. Wonderful guest.
Why is this picture up?
I don't know. It says, good morning, guys. John posted a picture on Facebook that he wanted someone to possibly clean up, so I took it to work and cleaned it up on my nice, fancy program. Not sure if you can get pictures through this text, but I'm sending it. Thank you very much. Looks beautiful.
That is you.
That was Gizmo.
Oh, Gizmo. Yep. Okay.
Oh, there's a talented guy.
Yeah,
man.
He can do everything.
What are we looking at, Johnny?
My three brothers and myself.
Okay.
Are you being held by your father?
My brother.
Oh, your brother.
Yes. Yes. That'd be Christmas of 1957. My brother just graduated from high school and he just got done with basic training.
Wow.
At Fort Leonard. Well, then my two other brothers there were both in the Army within 2 or 3 years.
I
can't believe you didn't go in the Army with that.
I'm telling you, it wasn't a good time. I mean, well, drug problems were bad. Discipline was bad. I read Tommy Frank's book. Remember Tommy Frank's?
They were kind of bad in civilian life too, but anyway.
Right, but he was in Germany and they warned him. He said, sir, don't go into that barracks. You might get stabbed. Then these were American soldiers dealing drugs and they had almost like gangs in like 75, 76. It was bad. It was, okay. it was a low point for our military. It really was right after Vietnam.
All right.
How many years between you and the youngest brother?
14.
Were you, were you planned or were you a little,
whoopsie? Not sure. We had three boys and then three girls and then me. And I've never known, my dad and mom always had separate bedrooms when I was growing up. So I think it was like, okay.
But not always.
Yeah, but no, but I mean, then, you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, they weren't going to have any more then. I mean, my mom was like 41 when she had me. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But me and my oldest brother are 17 years apart. His last high school basketball game was the day I was born.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and they got beat by Chassel, which won the 3 state championships in a row.
Oh.
Had a 62-game win streak.
I was in college when my mom had my sister.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's 20 years difference, mm-hmm. probably?
It's wow. Exactly 20 years.
But you guys had what, 7? No, 10. And your dad had how many?
17.
That's mind-boggling.
That is mind-boggling.
That's not right. I'm sorry. I don't have a lot of respect for your grandpa.
Oh, man, it hurt.
He should have given her a day off.
Right. I agree with that. Or got her some help.
For love of God. You know, give her a break. All right, guys, there, quick break. When we come back, we're talking about a fun thing in your backyard.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's apprenticeship programs are getting a $1 million boost. The Department of Workforce Development says the grant will help increase Wisconsin's connection to the national apprenticeship system, strengthen the workforce, and position the economy for success. Violent crime rates are dropping in major U.S. cities, but advocates say there's still more to do. Charles Crest is with the group Stop the Violence 757.
One is too many for me. So what they're saying in the numbers, yes, we don't have 10 anymore, but we still have an astronomical number that it's almost week to week. We're losing someone between the ages of 30 to 15.
In the first quarter this year, Milwaukee police say homicides dropped 39% compared to the same period last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Starting today through the 16th, residents throughout Northeast Wisconsin might notice increased military aircraft activity. Over 1,000 Air Force, National Guard, Marine, and Navy personnel will participate in the annual Northern Lightning Counterland training exercise at Volk Field in Juneau County. The Wisconsin National Guard says almost our entire listening area should expect to see and hear increased military flight operations. The Multicultural Coalition in Menasha is asking for school supply donations and financial support to help children prepare for the upcoming school year. The organization is filling backpacks with essential items needed for school, you know, notebooks, crayons, pens, paper, disinfectant wipes. Donations can be dropped off at 333 First Street in Menasha on Wednesdays or at Nicolet Bank locations in Nina, Menasha, Grand Chute, and Appleton. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There is bad news for American football fans. A judge has overturned the $4.7 billion verdict in a class action lawsuit against the NFL due to flawed witness testimony. Just a quick heads up, that will probably be the only NFL news you hear moving forward that doesn't involve Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. It's a brand new season. Touchy McGee is back in the news. Nope, not Kevin Spacey, Cuba Gooding Jr. He's trying to refurbish his person after many sexual assault allegations, one of which he shares with Sean P. Diddy Puff Daddy Combs III. During an appearance on News Nation, the Oscar winner promoted his new faith-based film, The Firing Squad, which also stars Kevin Sorbo, and told host Dan Abrams he's rediscovered his Christian faith. Abrams asked Cuba if he's expressed regrets and sorrow for his actions. Gooding said it's made him a better person. See, folks, that's why he fondles other people inappropriately, to be better. Most people just deliver meals on wheels. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible this afternoon and tonight with some locally heavy rain possible at times. Our high 74 today, showers, thunderstorms 60 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff and a peer available 24 hours a day and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the news of the weekend. Has Kamala Harris picked her VP, or is it still to come? Find out Monday.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Well,
I would have stuck with that job, but I'm glad. I'm really glad.
Worth
that
another
you're here
person
now.
That's so much cooler than us. It's Brian, mind blowing. And he had us. He had us at it was ski patrol at Vail.
It's just like another thing. He's going through his litany of all these great places he's been and worked, and he now has his own business here in Green Bay in De Pere that we're going to talk about in just a second, but. He's going through guys on ski patrol. We're like, wait, what?
Stop right there. Back up. And what is this dirty old man? Todd, did you hear what this dirty old man, his first question?
No.
I bet you were a chick magnet. Were you married?
He goes, that's how I met my wife. So the ski patrol guys are always cool, right? Because you're kind of helping them out a little bit and obviously in pretty good shape. And I just, that would be, I wish I would have.
It's a great job.
You wish you would have been on a ski patrol?
Versus being the recipient of a ski patrol.
Oh, did you get hurt once?
No, I
didn't. Okay. All right.
Me and Sonny Boy. Anyway, that you were in Colorado, but you what got you back here?
My wife's job brought us back here. So we're both originally from Wisconsin. So I met her out there, and
awesome,
both from Wisconsin.
All right, so every week we feature a small business spotlight, and we enjoy doing that because you all work so hard, and there's obviously some risk you've taken and worked hard on this, and here you are opening up a new business Thursday called Backyard Brew. So tell us about that.
So Backyard Brew is a place where we're bringing in craft beers, all Wisconsin exclusive. So craft beer, wine, and seltzers, and a ton of activities. Our goal is to keep people active and healthier, and then reward you with a beer or some beverage you enjoy.
His mission statement, Johnny, that I read was, we're passionate about fitness and keeping people active, which is a great goal, but still enjoy a craft beer here and there. All Wisconsin craft beers.
Correct.
What a fun place to
hang out.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a balance we can achieve, not just sitting in the bar drinking, but you can, work out and have a drink at the end.
Disc golf is one of those sports when it first started. It's like, okay, you got those, those kids who are Frisbee kids or hacky sack kids or,
Sure.
This has exploded into so many different levels over the years. It's incredible, isn't it?
Sure. Similar to snowboarding on the mountain.
Yeah.
Used to be kind of scoffed at.
Yes.
People didn't want them on the mountain.
Yes.
Disc golf is going to take over all those courses people don't play on anymore.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Tell that story, because this is great. That is a golf course I used to go to because it was inexpensive and not real challenging compared to, some other places. So, but it was very, very popular. Explain then how this thing transversed where it's now a disc golf place.
Sure. Well, it went out of business at the end of 2020 and 2021.
Did you say the name of the golf course?
It's Highland Ridge.
There you go.
Right, yep. Right off of Main Street going west.
Correct. Yeah, right. Just off of 41. Easy access there for you to come visit us. And the property sat vacant. It's all being redeveloped there. There's five phases planned of new single-family homes, all beautiful. And then this was just sitting there vacant. So I approached the developer and told him my idea, and he loved it. And the rest is history from there.
Wow, that's cool.
And people can come out there on occasion or can actually talk a little bit about, we talked about membership before you came on here. Tell me how that works.
Sure. Yeah. Right now we have a $100 membership that you sign up for. You get unlimited access to the disc golf course. Well, when we're open, can't come at night, of course. And then you also have access to our winter trails program. So snowshoeing and cross country skiing, we'll have groomed trails all winter.
That's awesome. Backyard Brew is the name of it. Craft brews and things to do.
So you talked about, you can go to the disc golf, you can go to the snow trails, but what would attract someone like John Mino?
Anything you want. We got cornhole there. We got pool tables. We got dart boards.
But, what I was looking for, the package also includes a beer.
Oh, absolutely. It does.
Wow.
Yeah, right now.
I'm looking at him like, hey, come on, man. You tell me that every
Sure, yeah. Right now, the package does include one can beer every month for the whole year.
Craft beer.
Now, you guys are big on Wisconsin, though, aren't you?
Indeed. 100% Wisconsin. We're supporting all Wisconsin products. All the craft beer, all the seltzer, all the wine are all produced here in Wisconsin. Locally made, locally supported.
And you are going to serve Matanke or not?
We'll see about that.
Okay, that's still on the board. Okay. How hard? Can you throw a frisbee?
I don't know.
I can't. I can't throw a frisbee. It is so challenging, that sport is, and they make it look so easy.
Sure.
I mean, there are some really talented people doing this, aren't there?
There are. Green Bay has a ton. Wisconsin specifically has a bunch of people that are pro.
Wow.
Yeah. Triangle Hill had that. No, I'm not good at this frisbee. That's tough.
And you it's have to come out and try it.
All right.
I'd like to try it. I really would.
Yeah, our course is designed to be accepting to beginners, but also challenging for those avid players.
Okay.
Do that. We like to do once a week. We like to get out of the studio and go do a little video somewhere. That would be fun to go there.
I think that'd be great.
We'll start with the free beer.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it'll just get better after that, Jim. Are you a big Frisbee guy?
I mean, I used to be a big Frisbee guy out in Colorado. It's very popular. So
you
throw out there all the time. And
what does it take? Because those, they make it look so easy. Just that little, just a little flick.
Practice. Okay. Like anything, practice. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. John, put that in your on your list. Practice.
Is there a professional league?
There is a professional league.
Kidding.
In fact, the women's just played down in Manitowoc.
Oh, no kidding. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool. Hey, with your business that's opening, and you're going to get a lot of people that are going to come out there because of the two major things you're offering, and that's fitness and some fun. People can also advertise with you like year-round. I think that's pretty cool because everybody's got an advertising budget. It's like, how am I going to capitalize on it? Tell me some of the things you're offering out at your place.
Sure. So we're offering sponsorships for each individual hole right now. So we have 18 holes built out. So you could sponsor a hole. You could sponsor one of our cornhole boards. And so your name's constantly on our patio all the time. And then with our packages, you also get digital marketing. So we support you on Facebook and share your page. And
phenomenal.
Tell me about, I'm going to talk about the opening of your business. I like that. Know a little bit about it. Teach a class on business. What was the impetus behind this? Is it?
I've always been entrepreneur driven. Always wanted to build something for my own. Out in Colorado, I did a cleaning company. I did some physical fitness on the side. This was kind of a combination of everything.
Yeah, I would totally agree with what you just said. It's really not so much the product. It's just the spirit of the entrepreneurship. Like, I didn't really care what I sold either. I paper products or chairs or whatever it was.
Those little pieces of toilet paper that you put around your neck when you get a haircut?
Heavy wet string.
He invented that.
Yeah, we didn't invent it. I made
it. You told
me
you invented
it. I did not. There are two companies making it, and we were one of them. So, KC had a.
You did improve upon the
other.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
I did not say.
He basically tried to make it so like he invented that.
No, Johnny. See, this is. John doesn't listen. You know what okay. This is what. So, I did. Converting for beauty and barber products. So like when you went in to get your hair cut, they put that tissue neck strip around your neck.
Sure.
We made those. We made end papers if people want to get perms and blotting towels. The African-Americans have kind of natural curly hair, and a lot of them wanted their hair straightened. So they put on these very heavy gels, and they needed something to hold the – so we invented the Wrap-It, and it was a very wide, heavy, wet-strength paper that you'd wrap around your head. And that's, we made a lot of money, like a lot of money on that. And then we sold the company. And I think that's why they bought it, was for that product line. So that I did invent, John.
Yes, there you go.
That I did. But you said I invented the neck strip. That would be a true statement.
Hey, Todd, I'm so sorry. To all of our listeners out there, it wasn't the neck strip. It was the head strip or something. I'm sorry about that.
But anyway, I think that's great that you're doing this because I.
We love people that have the courage to step out and do things like this.
And we were this weekend. I have a brother. Whatever, he was here visiting for Mile of Music. I mean, his industry was living a better quality life, not a longer life, okay? One of the biggest regrets, you go through the five regrets, it's not doing, risking something like you're doing right now. So I just really applaud you for that. I think that's awesome.
Well, it's easier to do something when you're passionate about it.
Well, I think, you know what I think that's cool, though, too, is that you found a way to make it year-round.
Indeed.
I think that's important.
And that's why some of these golf courses, I mean, this is a tough place to run an outdoor business,
mm-hmm.
you know, these people and is snowshoeing, is that what it is? Or is it the cross-country skiing?
Snowshoeing and cross-country skiing. We'll have both trails.
Is snowshoeing a thing?
Like, I used to love snowshoeing.
Huge. They have races. They have tournaments.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There's snowshoeing
Similar
races.
To 5K races, but with snowshoes on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I might enter one this year.
That I haven't done. It. That's mm-hmm. like on tennis rackets, right? You're walking on.
You've never walked in snowshoes?
Nope.
What'd you do when you'd go rabbit hunting?
I don't know that I went rabbit hunting.
I could have bet money on that.
I made Hasenpfeffer. I think that's what
Hasenpfeffer.
That's as close as I got. So this is, I'm really excited about this business.
I am too. I think this sounds great.
And tell us about grand opening or soft opening and how people can get out there.
We're soft opening this weekend. So you can come on out and visit us. We're going to start going Thursday evening and then Friday evening, Saturday all day. And then Sunday all day. And after that, our grand opening will be the weekend of August 22nd through the 24th.
I got to think that this disc golf has a cult type of thing. I mean, like, they're all, you know, it's something that not everybody did. It's not mainstream, and they've made this so popular. But it's really a brotherhood or sisterhood, or whatever you want to call it, that once the word gets out, I got a feeling it's going to spread through. I should have said cult community. It's like its own community.
It is a big community.
Yes. Yep.
I agree.
And so you get the word out to them, and they'll do the advertising for you.
They're well aware of us.
That's what I mean.
If you guys have not seen some of these players, like on YouTube and stuff, to watch some of these players.
Is it unbelievable?
Oh, my gosh.
It's unbelievable.
I don't know how they, I mean, I can't even do a normal.
How do they control them? That's what I mean. Gosh. And to make them, make like a 90-degree turn at a certain distance or whatever kind of, it's just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I'd like to come out when you have a tournament sometime. I'd like to come out and just watch.
Sure.
To be honest with you.
Can I come out the backyard brew and not take advantage of the fitness side, just eat and drink? I mean, is that
100%?
Okay, I just that's part of your marketing plan.
Absolutely, you don't need a membership either to play. It's $10 per day, so you can go play around, come back later in the day. You'll have your wristband, similar to disc golf or water park.
Right, mm-hmm. And you come.
Not disc golf, but miniature golf.
Do you have 18 holes? Do you use all 18 holes?
Yep.
Okay.
And we're going to expand to 36. We have 35 acres, so we are going to expand more.
Wow.
You have food as well.
Yes, sir.
Tell me, is it grill or?
We have tacos every day. Any day ending in Y is taco day. And then on the weekends, we'll do a cookout. So your burgers, your brats, your hot dogs.
Well, that is backyard. I mean,
he's being good to you. And anyway, I read that because he's that the professor side of him sometimes. And it's like sometimes you feel like it's the student sitting here doing their final project and he sits there and picks it apart.
That's how it feels with the heat.
I like what you're doing because you're carving out a niche. I don't know a lot of disc golf places that have, you know, barbecues and other options and craft beers. I think you're onto something there. And then like Johnny said, that you're going to be open in the winter is going to keep people, you know, we're all creatures of habit. And I'm sure you're already thinking of how you're going to capitalize on this NFL draft, but that sounds like a real attraction because it's so Wisconsin.
Indeed. Yep, we already are carried. We have a craft beer that's called On the Clock right now.
So. Oh, no kidding. Do you go through like the small little breweries or every place?
Oh, we go through the main distributors, but Wisconsin specific.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell you what, Wisconsin has earned a niche for their craft beer too, haven't they?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing it very, very well.
We had Ted Stefaniak on earlier. He's a former sportscaster, but he makes his own beer. But he said this has been a great year for hops in Wisconsin. Oh, he said it's the biggest hops he's ever seen.
Yeah. He grows them in his own home and climbs up that telephone pole or something. I didn't really follow that. Okay.
Todd.
Okay. I want to talk about tournaments. People love competition. So you have these cornhole tournaments.
Sure. We're going to do leagues and tournaments.
And
same with disc golf. And then we do have pool table, dart boards, which will do leagues and tournaments as well.
Did you know there's a professional cornhole league? And some people make like hundreds of thousands of dollars?
I believe it. We did the tournament in Appleton, the Bags for Bravery tournament.
Yeah.
And we ended up playing against some guys that were just outstanding. I couldn't believe it. Like in the hole every time.
Drop it right in.
And that stuff even gets televised.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's on ESPN.
Yeah, unbelievable. Well, Brian, this is great stuff.
Congrats to you.
Absolutely.
New businesses.
This sounds fantastic.
Tell us the website, phone number, directions again. I know it's easy to find. 41 Domain. Take a right if you're going south. And then you're on the left-hand side.
Sure, yeah. We're on Facebook at backyardbrew.com or Backyard Brew. And then backyards-brew.com is our website.
You excited?
Extremely excited.
Nervous?
A little bit, but it's been a process. So,
but you know what's cool though, like I said, with Jim's wheelhouse is entrepreneurs, and once you've got that spirit, that's kind of like the driving thing more than anything else, because this is something you're passionate about and you love to do.
100%.
Yeah,
and you're pretty chill. You can tell this guy's on ski patrol, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the challenges you're going to have, you're not anxious about them. You'll overcome them.
Not at all.
Did you give lessons to any Hollywood stars in Vail?
Not that I can remember. I wasn't a ski instructor, so.
Well, still.
Yeah.
I would have passed myself off this one. I'm just being honest. All right. We got to set it to a quick break. Brian Hankel, this sounds fantastic. Backyard Brew, disc golf, cross-country skiing, the whole thing. This
passionate is gonna be about awesome. Fitness.
Absolutely. Quick break. Back after this.
Say you won't. I say you make me crazy, but I want you still.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt. And together we're Mino and the Mayor on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, weekday mornings.
As our audience grows, we're looking to find an experienced outside marketing professional to join our civic media team to work with local business owners who want to grow.
Not only does WGBW reach qualified radio listeners, we help business owners reach customers on their mobile phones, tablets, even on screens at the gas pump.
The person who joins our team needs to be as motivated as we are to bring great local radio to Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. Someone with a creative streak and no fear of introducing themselves and us to the Green Bay business community.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us. chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. I'm feeling bad for our guests today.
I know.
Everyone, when they're done, is like, wow, oh my gosh, am I sweating?
It's like we're talking to them and they're perspiring. We're like, don't be nervous. We're nice people. It's
we're
like,
not nervous. Just the sweat box. You spend a night in the box. What movie is that from?
Cool Hand Luke.
Very good. Well, Todd, bring him up. I don't think he's ever gotten one
night
before.
Night in the box.
Wow.
Everyone saw that. That was a great, great.
Wow. Yeah. Strother Martin.
Don't know who that is.
He was the warden.
Oh.
You spend a night in the box. Yeah. Oh, I loved him.
Which is what we're doing right now.
What we got here is a failure to communicate. Absolutely.
That was a good movie.
Wow. Movie. You ever see how many huge stars were in that movie?
Yeah, right?
Like in bit parts?
Yeah.
Like the guy that played John Walton in The Waltons? He was in there. He was one of the prisoners.
Oh.
There are about four or five other guys that then became real big down the road, and they're all thrown in that part. Yeah. Yeah. One of the all-time great movies.
Oh, yeah.
I met Paul Newman.
At Elkhart?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know he raced there. And was he a nice guy?
Not the nicest in the world.
I hate hearing that.
Not the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
Not the nicest guy in the world.
Wait, look at that one guy who said, like, could I... What did you say?
Are we done yet?
That was Frank Gorshin. No, that one guy that you went up to and said, could I interrupt you for
Frank
a second?
Gifford.
And he said, you already have.
Oh, but it was sickening. This hot girl was, my dad is going to be so excited that you give me your autograph for him. And we love Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
He says, you're a great player. And he just says, just nodding like, take it all in. And I had to go on the air.
That's where I go,
sorry, Frank, can I bother you for one quick second? He just looked at us, you already have. True story.
Wow.
What are you playing here, Todd?
This was Cool Hand Luke, the theme.
No kidding.
I don't remember that.
You know who I had on my radio show one time?
Who?
She must be a Lucille. She don't know what she's doing to us. Oh, she knows, boss. She knows exactly what she's doing. The girl washing the car in Cool Hand Luke.
Really? No.
Yes, we did. And you know what? She didn't do much acting after that. But you know, she started up a cookie company. She started up a cookie company, making her own cookies, and it went huge. And she was the girl washing the car. Yes. Yes, Todd, can you look that up,
Where
please?
Where are they now?
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. And we had her on the radio show. Me and Nick or me and Vinny or whomever.
Was she at that Loyola car show? They always put those washed up people in there. Is that where she was?
Loyola? You mean Iola?
Iola.
No, you know what? I'm going to dispute that.
Was it Joy Harmon?
Yes.
Joy Harmon?
Yes. What does it say about her, Todd?
Doesn't look like she did much else after that.
No, not acting.
No, there's the cookies where...
Yes.
She.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. What did you just ask me? You asked me something.
I said, was she at the
car show? No. You know, but I will say this.
Because I saw that lady from Dukes of Hazzard.
So did I. So did I.
It's like, what
Mine
happened?
Was in Flint.
Catherine Bach?
Yes. She came there for the GM or Pontiac or whoever's doing their car show. That was real big down there.
Oh, no, this wasn't the car show. This was that thing in Iola.
Well, that's a car show.
That's not sponsored by GM and Chrysler and Ford. That's just a bunch of old...
Yeah, what are you trying to say here?
It is a car show.
It is a car show.
It's called the Iola Car Show.
Oh my God, Grandpa, let me put that in.
He just cut my mic off. Yeah, right.
You should see him trying to plug that in.
Well, I couldn't see that. I don't have my glasses on. Anyway,
but
yes.
That's the Iola car show. And in Flint, they used to have a big car show.
Well, I thought you were talking about like the car show in Detroit. Have you ever been to that? That's unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
That is a car show.
Yes.
I thought
Flint was a step down from that.
Pretty big step. The car show in Detroit is, you can't even compare it to.
No,
the,
it's unbelievable.
Right.
Yeah. But they wouldn't get washed up people there.
That's what I'm saying. When you said she was there, I'm like, I don't believe that.
She was in Flint.
She was in Flint, which is more like the Iola car show.
Well, except that it's indoors.
Oh, okay. That's a step up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Flint was one of the biggest car
back in the day
companies or car cities in the world.
Yeah.
So that was big time.
Yeah.
But you're right about some of those other, the smaller car shows. They would get these people that had been popular and then, yeah.
And so there was somebody
else. You know who made a living doing that was, what's his name? Leave It to Beaver. He would go to like every car show.
Jerry Mathers?
He came to Tucson one time when I was down there. And it's,
boy, that's good.
And it's just, it's almost, I know another guy who was Robin from Batman and Robin. Oh, yeah. He was big with
Burt
that.
Burt Ward.
Yeah.
He was in Green Bay. Little confrontation with the producer, so he didn't show up. He was at the hotel. And I went there to get my picture taken with him because they had the Batmobile here, which I went in.
How old were you?
And that was a few years ago.
Okay. I mean, were you a kid?
No.
You're an adult and you wanted your picture taken with Robin.
Absolutely, I did.
Okay.
Man, are you kidding me? So, and I went there, so he's going to be here at 9, and then I'm like, where is he? He's going to maybe 9:30.
Most guys
10.
I know what do that.
I think
quick poll, guys.
But I got a great picture.
For adult men only, would you go someplace to get your picture taken with Robin, yes or no?
And
no. Please, adult men only.
The car was here. The Batmobile was
But Robin
Green
was
Bay.
Not.
No, and he was at the hotel. I just want to say he was at the hotel. So I was a little upset about that. No, he
wouldn't
come down.
Wow. So something with the funding or the fee or... But, wow.
That's what happens. Or maybe something else. I don't know.
Did you key the Batmobile?
That thing was unbelievable.
That's something you would do. That,
God, that was...
Absolutely.
I mean, that was like the best show when we were kids, right? Right? I mean, come on, you guys. Batman?
I never got into it.
Oh, my God.
Kind of cheesy.
Totally into it.
Can I share something really geeky about Cool Hand Luke?
Yes.
There is a song when they're out breaking rocks and stuff like that that was used in the film score. And back in the late 70s, early 80s, a lot of TV stations used them as news themes.
Really?
Yeah. And...
You guys
used it at 11 for a while.
Yeah. No, you know when this was from? When they were tarring that road.
Yes, that's right, the tar sequence.
They're tarring the road.
That's right.
Yep.
And I remember John Minow would be introduced with this music in the background.
Wow.
Yep. And sports with John Minow.
That is cool music.
That's very cool. That is 80s news music.
Absolutely. Yeah.
News scene.
Yes.
That type of thing.
News Center 11.
Eyewitness news.
That's right.
Now at 10. With Ray Wheeler, John Chandick, Nancy Bruce, and sports with John Minow.
It was more like, that and sports does, with John Minow.
Exactly.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That, yeah.
I could see
that. That was a good selection.
That was very good. Todd is a magician back there, isn't he? All right, we got through this day. And then we've won a lot, but it's 92 degrees here.
We lost a little weight.
We did lose some weight, which is a good thing.
All right, a good thing.
Todd, thanks for hanging with us, buddy.
Great guest, wonderful guest.
Be back in tomorrow morning. Mind on the Mayor.
See ya.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates radio show. It's the Kamala Pixar Vice President Edition. We'll introduce you to the candidate Devil's Advocates Radio.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Brandi Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.